Charles Ballard is with the Department of Economics at Michigan State University. He's been on this program as well as many other programs over the years. He is a professor of economics, as we just mentioned, at MSU. He's a widely sought after commentator on state budgets and policies. And he's also the director of MSU's State of the State Survey. His books include Michigan at the Millennium and Michigan's Economic Future. And in 2007, he won the Outstanding Teacher Award for MSU's College of Social Science. He serves on the league's board of directors. You're a busy guy, Mr. Ballard. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You're going to take part in a very special day coming up on Thursday. The Michigan League for Human Services is sponsoring a special workshop titled Building Michigan's Future Middle Class, and it will be addressing the changes facing young adults, featuring presentations by several folks, including yourself, Lou Glazer, Sam Singh, Tamara Drought will also be there, and I know you're very happy to be taking part in this.
Oh, yeah. It's a really good lineup, in my opinion. Lou Glazer, in particular, from Michigan Future, he's done, I think, as much as anybody in the state to really publicize and dramatize the importance of developing and attracting and keeping talented young people. That has a lot to do with education. It also has a lot to do with creating the kind of culture that these 20-somethings like. You know, back when I was, I won't tell you how old I am, but I'm older than I used to be. It was all about the job. But I know personally a large number of young people who, I was talking to one of my son's friends who moved to Seattle and didn't really have a job lined up, but Seattle's a cool place. So it's about providing the education so that they have the training and the skills to do the top quality jobs, but also about providing the restaurants, the theater, the recreational opportunities, and all the rest that make the complete package.
Dr. Ballard, this was a huge topic on the island at the Mackinac Policy Conference, talking to CEOs who are trying to create clusters. Especially, we talked to one who was trying to be involved in an IT cluster that has popped up between Detroit and Ann Arbor. He discussed how there's a lot of opportunity for business here when it comes to finding cheap land and cheap infrastructure. You've got the training from the major universities here, but keeping those people in the state can be a challenge when outside of Grand Rapids and some cool parts in Detroit, maybe Ann Arbor, it's perceived, I'm not saying that it is, it's perceived that Michigan really isn't a cool place to be.
Well, you know, I think you've really hit the nail on the head by saying perceived. Let's face it, we've had a difficult decade in our state's economy. There's no question about that. But the perception, I think, is in many cases is much worse than the reality. The national press, the international press, have really played upon the negative pieces of news. And certainly there are neighborhoods in Detroit where if you park a camera, you're going to get pictures of some very blighted homes and businesses. But you mentioned Ann Arbor, just a vibrant, bustling place. The Lansing area has many many sources of strength economically and culturally. And in fact, you know, we talk about the problems of Detroit, but there are vibrant neighborhoods all across Detroit. It's just that in between them, there are these places that are pretty blighted. So a lot of it is the perception. And I think we have as much to do with that as anybody else. We in Michigan haven't done the job that we need to do of saying to the rest of the world, hey, come on. Give us a break. Forget all this negative stuff. Look at all the assets that we have. Look at all of the advantages that we have. Great people, the beautiful lakes and land. I love the Pure Michigan campaign because it's a part of an effort to remind ourselves and remind the world that this really is a good place.
Dr. Charles Ballard will be one of a number of speakers for this event, which is scheduled for Thursday from 1 to 3:30 at the Radisson Hotel. I'd be remiss, Dr. Ballard, if I didn't ask you, how do you see the state faring economically for the rest of this year and next?
Well, the forecast that comes out of University of Michigan is that we will continue to see economic growth. You know, 2010, we were better than the national average in economic growth. Our state's economy grew by just under 3%. That makes it the best year in a very long time. And I believe that that is going to continue in 2011 and 2012. Of course, you know, predicting the future is tough. As Yogi Berra said, it's tough to make predictions, especially about the future. But and there are things that could derail it. After all, you know, we didn't anticipate that the tsunami in Japan would slow things down, and turmoil in the Middle East means higher gasoline prices, and so there are things that are beyond our control that could slow us down. But we've got a lot of momentum. We've really shaken out our economy in Michigan such that we're much more efficient than we were. If we have any luck at all, I believe that we'll continue to have growth this year and next.
Well, Charles Ballard will be one of several speakers in the Michigan League for Human Services workshop titled Building Michigan's Future, Addressing the Challenges Facing Young Adults. It's going to be a great event this Thursday, 1 to 3:30 at the Radisson Hotel in downtown Lansing. Dr. Beller, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Tony. It's a pleasure to be on the program.